What if the most extraordinary terrain you'll ever explore isn't found on any map, but within the boundaries of your own skin? A physician once dreamed of charting distant continents, only to discover that the human body itself is the ultimate frontier, a landscape of 3 trillion cells, each with its own story, all orchestrating the miracle we call life. This realization transformed a career and birthed a masterwork that bridges the clinical and the poetic, revealing how our flesh and bones contain entire universes waiting to be understood. Through decades of examining patients across Edinburgh's social spectrum, from opulent homes to struggling estates, this doctor-turned-cartographer learned that every body tells a story of evolution, emotion, resilience, and the delicate thread connecting us all to mortality. Holding a human brain for the first time at 19 feels like cradling the cosmos. 3 pounds of preserved gray matter resembles an algae-covered river stone, its surface folded into intricate ridges. Inside a Victorian laboratory, 40 such brains waited in buckets, transformed by formaldehyde from the delicate organ that once housed thoughts, dreams, and entire personalities. Years later, as a neurosurgery trainee, one case restored that awe. Claire, a teacher whose epileptic seizures originated near her speech center. During surgery, she remained partially awake while a therapist showed cards, cup, house, dog, tree, as the surgeon applied tiny electrical currents to her exposed brain, touched certain spots, and her speech halted mid-word, like pressing pause on existence itself. Days later, Claire joked about her stapled scalp. The seizures had stopped. Her words flowed freely, each one a small miracle. The boundary between physical brain and conscious mind revealed itself as medicine's greatest mystery. We can master surgical techniques and map neural pathways, yet consciousness remains tantalizingly beyond our full grasp. Through an ophthalmoscope, the retina reveals entire landscapes. Diabetes creates pale, cloud-like spots. High blood pressure produces silvered lightning arteries. Blocked veins paint stormy sunset hemorrhages. This examination requires darkness and proximity, your cheek often brushing theirs, transforming routine checks into something sacred. Ancient Greeks believed vision originated from divine fire projecting outward, until Kepler discovered images actually project onto the retina upside down. Modern understanding reveals something more elegant. Photons from the sun strike our retinas, causing proteins to bend and trigger perception, connecting us directly to distant stars. Jorge Luis Borges described blindness not as darkness, but as roiling mists of green light, with colors disappearing progressively, red vanishing first, while yellow remained faithful. Yet this loss paradoxically deepened his literary exploration, proving sight and insight aren't synonymous. Cataract surgery has evolved from crude couching to modern minutes-long operations. Writer John Berger described the post-surgery world as having firstness, colors renewed, blues vibrant, whites pure, a visual renaissance returning him to childhood perception, where every sight feels baptized in fresh light. Dissecting faces as a medical student revealed entire biographies in muscle. Well-developed zygomaticus muscles suggested lives filled with laughter, while withered ones hinted at chronic misery. Each muscle told stories about habitual expressions worn like grooves in stone. Leonardo da Vinci grasped this profoundly. In 15th-century Milan, he followed interesting faces through streets, later documenting facial muscles with unprecedented detail. He believed muscles communicated directly with the soul, immortalizing this in the Last Supper, where every apostle's face captures a unique emotional storm. Emily Parkinson woke one morning with her face half paralyzed, Bell's palsy from facial nerve inflammation. After 6 months, surgeons used Botox to paralyze her good side, creating symmetry. Initially pleased, Emily eventually declined further treatments. "My feelings are more real when I can show them. I don't want to go through life wearing a mask." Research confirms Darwin's observation that adopting angry expressions actually induces anger. In our age of filtered selfies and cosmetic procedures, Emily's choice reminds us that faces aren't merely aesthetic objects, but living canvases of emotional authenticity. Imperfect, perhaps, but genuinely ours. Before stethoscopes, physicians pressed ears directly against patients' chests, hearing blood course through chambers like ocean sounds in a conch shell. Healthy heart valves make soft percussive noises, like gloved fingers tapping leather, while diseased valves produce characteristic murmurs. When the heart catastrophically fails, patients experience angor animi, anguish of the soul, a profound conviction of imminent death that usually proves correct. One woman at her 70th birthday party gripped my arms in the emergency room, eyes wide with horror, gasping, "I'm dying," before her pulse vanished. Certifying death requires checking pupils, carotid pulse, and breath sounds. Examining a suicide victim who had jumped from a bridge, I felt something unusual, a popping sensation under my fingertips where his burst lungs had released air into surrounding tissues. Ancient traditions viewed lungs as the interface between spiritual and physical realms, where invisible energies, chi, prana, pneuma, entered the body. Healthy lungs produce sounds like rustling leaves, but disease transforms these acoustics into distinctive whistles and crackles. The heart and lungs work in constant partnership, one pumping blood while the other refreshes it, a dance so fundamental we barely notice until something goes wrong. The kidney's simple structure made it the first organ successfully transplanted in 1954 between identical twins. During transplant, the new kidney transforms from gray to pink as blood flows through it, producing urine immediately, a resurrection in real time. Modern transplantation includes gift circles where compatible strangers donate in chains. David McDowell, a Middle East historian, donated a kidney altruistically after receiving life-saving blood transfusions years earlier. He recovered quickly and finds joy knowing his kidney might be in someone he passes on the street. The liver possesses even more remarkable regenerative abilities, reflected in the myth of Prometheus, whose liver regrew daily after being eaten by eagles. Living donors can give portions of their livers, with both parts growing back to full size. Conception reveals profound questions about existence. Our biological origins trace back decades, as a mother's eggs form while she herself is in the womb. Harriet Stafford's cancer-riddled uterus, once home to her now adult children, killed her through unstoppable hemorrhage. By morning, she took a final, rattling breath as her daughter sobbed and her pregnant granddaughter offered comfort, three generations connected through the same organ of creation and mortality. In Granada's Arab Quarter, a friend celebrates his amputated toe each October, unearthing the mummified relic, parading it through streets, then re-interning it after festivities. This peculiar ritual reminds us that feet, though overlooked, reveal something essential about human evolution. Mary Leakey discovered 3.5 million-year-old footprints in Tanzania's Laetoli Plain, a family of Australopithecus afarensis walking through volcanic ash. Despite having small, gorilla-like brains and no stone tools, they walked upright like modern humans. This proved that bipedalism preceded increased brain size. Walking upright freed our hands and brains to manipulate concepts and materials, literally stepping us into our humanity. The foot is an engineering marvel with three weight-bearing arches supported by keystone-shaped bones, ligaments, and tendons functioning like bridge components. Gordon Feinleder, a former telephone engineer turned anatomy lecturer, challenged students by asserting the foot, not the hand, was more specialized and uniquely human. Footprints mark our human origins and passage through the world, from 3-million-year-old Laetoli prints to those preserved in lunar dust. We express our relationship to space through foot-related phrases, like set foot and one foot in the grave, language itself bearing witness to how these humble structures carry us through existence. Your body is not a machine to be maintained. It's a living atlas of evolutionary history, emotional memory, and biological miracles unfolding every second. From neurons firing as you read to your heart beating without conscious command, you inhabit the most extraordinary landscape ever created. In a world obsessed with optimization, perhaps the deepest wisdom lies not in transcending the body, but in truly inhabiting it, honoring its stories, respecting its limits, and marveling at its quiet genius.